Hi, this is Susan. Welcome to the audio recording of The Wisdom of a Broken Heart. I'm really, really excited to record this. I'm excited myself to revisit the material, and I'm also excited because a lot of things have happened since I wrote the book and it came out. I've learned a lot, I've heard stories, and I'd like to include some of those off-the-cuff things in this reading, if you will allow me. But other than that, I'm going to read the book absolutely verbatim. So let's get started and know that I hope with all my heart that these words will be of benefit for you. The Wisdom of a Broken Heart by me, Susan Piver. To Sakyong Mipam Rinpoche for his joyful mind free from doubt. To Duncan Brown for accompanying me on this vast journey through heartbreak called marriage. Only with you could I permit my heart to break open this wide. And to all Shambhala warriors, rejoice. The great eastern sun arises. Introduction. This book is about how to deal with the trauma of a broken heart, the kind you experience when a romantic relationship ends. There is no other experience quite like this one. For many people, the devastating, obsessive nature of a broken heart is a complete surprise. You have a sense of having been physically shattered right in the middle of your chest. Discomfort takes over your body, and it makes it feel heavy and dull, or oddly light, like something that has been burned to a crisp and now floats in the air like ash. Most noticeably, heartbreak puts your own mind outside of your control. You fixate on certain thoughts or events, torment yourself with unanswerable questions like what if and how come, and are susceptible to shocking waves of grief that flood you without any warning whatsoever, even while asleep. You can no longer count on yourself to make it through a business meeting or the checkout line at the supermarket without having to stifle tears. Everyone and everything you encounter becomes a part of your heartbreak by reminding you of your loss, sadness, and shame. A colleague's casual morning greeting feels like a snooty taunt. Missing the bus is testimony to your having been born under a bad sign, and every single couple in every single song, movie, and television show points out either the impossible beauty of love, if they're happy, or the inevitability of it blowing up in your face, if they're not. The whole planet mirrors your sorrow, and there is nowhere to hide. You once thought of daily events as sometimes having to do with you and sometimes not, but now that the wall between your inner life and the outer world has come down, everything becomes extremely personal and intimate. It feels like the world has turned upside down. It has. As it turns out, you will see that this is all excellent news. I am speaking from first-hand knowledge. Although I've had my share of relationships and varying degrees of sadness when they ended, I've had my heart truly broken only once, and it abides in memory as one of the pivotal events of my life. Although I have now happily moved on, I still breathe in the consequences of this incredibly difficult event every day, but with gratitude, not despair. When this particular relationship ended, I realized that the aches and pains I'd experienced in the past had been like a summer rain compared to a tsunami. They were not the same thing at all. When other relationships ended, sure, I had cried, hated him, hated myself, and lost 10 pounds, the usual. But when this one ended, I didn't just cry, mope, and lose my appetite. My entire world also fell apart. I didn't know who I was anymore, or what my life meant, and I wasn't sure I'd ever recover. When it happened, I lived in Austin, Texas, and worked as a bartender in a fabulous nightclub that featured world-class live blues music 7 nights a week. All the legends of the genre played there, backed by a stellar house band. I was in my mid-20s, had not gone to college, had 0 prospects beyond the bar, but I was incredibly happy for the first time ever. Previously, my life was full